As a designer, you often ask yourself, there are lots of chairs, lots of lights, lots of products. Do we really need another light? And it's a constant battle you have with yourself to justify what you do. Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Umut Yamaç and I'm a London-based architect and designer. So my background is architectural. I studied architecture. And it was a really rigorous, hardcore education. And even though I don't design buildings anymore, the design process and the obsession of architecture is something which I've carried forward. I think light is still fundamental to architecture, whether it's natural light or artificial light. And so I chose to focus on lighting objects, and that's how I explore my architectural interests. Movement is something which is apparent in my work. And for me, so this kinetic element with the perch, for example, is a way to sort of activate the space. It's a way for an object to come to life, be more dynamic and responsive. And I think that really adds character to a lighting object. It can be spontaneous and obsessive at times, quite focused, but then also a little bit dreamy. I'm mostly guided by my instinct and a feeling in my gut. My dad is quite a creative person. He's got a super creative mind, but not in a visual sense. Very creative, but in a practical way. He's an electrical engineer, so in a sense, he's a hidden designer. Always able to fix everything, taking things apart, finding solutions, putting them back together. And in many ways, he was quite a big inspiration to me growing up. He was a big collector, and the garage at home was always completely full of stuff, up to the ceiling. You open the door and you'd have to climb over things to find what you wanted inside. But the amazing thing was that he knew exactly where everything was, despite the chaos. Luckily, I'm much more organized in my own studio and workshop, where we develop a lot of the work through hands-on making. There's something quite exciting about collecting and assembling things, taking them apart, putting them back together. Sometimes I surprise myself how good I am at fixing things at home, like a boiler or kids' toys. I guess you could say I've come a long way. I find inspiration in creative moments when I'm very busy, when I'm really tired. I feel like when you're really tired, the mind is more elastic and free and loose. When I work on a project, usually I listen to the same music over and over again. And I feel like I need that repetitiveness, almost the meditative state, the mantra, to sort of carry through with the work. And I feel like it's a sort of repetition which unlocks the mind. For me, sort of things like traveling, skateboarding, running, are also great ways to sort of feel creative and find that creative moment, connect with the body, but also with the city. When I was younger, I used to do a lot of skateboarding and spent quite a lot of time hanging around South Bank in London, which is a famous sort of skateboarding spot, but also occupying the city with a skateboard and skating through the city at night at the weekend when it was completely empty. It was an amazing and subversive way to experience the space and the city and use the landscape and architecture in a different way. There are many parallels between skateboarding and architecture. It stays with you and it influences how you look at the city and the spaces around you and how they're designed. On a skateboard, you connect with the ground, jump off things, slide on architectural elements. You get to experience texture, ground, materiality, surface, and vibration. And it all translates through the board and your feet into your body. It's quite an intimate way to navigate through the streets and go through different spaces. It's like a love story with the city. When I was studying, there was one professor who had a PhD in skateboarding, Ian Borden, who would often talk about it. At that time, he was the only one exploring the academic side of skateboarding, pursuing it as a critique of the city as well as a cultural activity. Now there's a lot more people talking about it in that way, and it's a really interesting debate. I think what's interesting about skateboarding is it's not really a sport. It's not about winning. It's a cultural activity. It's a lifestyle. It's more about your enjoyment, your creative pursuit, your own goals and resilience, about trying something new, pushing yourself, and finding your own style. That is what a life extraordinary means to me. To unlock something, to unlock barriers, whether they're mental or physical, and having that flow of thought, that connection to other people and to the world. It could be a cultural flow or a physical flow. There's a lot going on in the world of design and technology. Nowadays, everybody is looking at the effect and influence of artificial intelligence. I believe that you always need a personal relationship with an object or a space, an intimacy and a connection, the tactility to your idea. I think that's something AI cannot replace. You need the rigor, the frustration, the moments of elation, all of it. And I don't think you could do that in a purely digital way, but it is a very valuable tool. I first made the connection between tactility and intimacy while I was studying architecture and became really interested in reading people like Jahini Palasma and George Perec, quite specific books on materiality and touch and space. There are many architects that work in that way, like Carlo Scarpa, that have influenced me. And that's partly how and why I went back to working in a smaller scale. I like to work with things which you can hold or touch at the scale of the hand, but which talk about the larger space that they occupy. Architecture is really challenging in that way, with many people involved, lots of consultants, and lots of complexity. So in that sense, it's really incredible when something beautiful comes out at the other end, because it's such a long process with so much compromise. I think the interesting thing about working with an object and with lighting is it's very connected to architecture. Light is fundamental to space, but it's something you can work with one-to-one with your hands, and you have that connection with the tactility. I feel really lucky to be able to work in design and have the time and freedom to explore my ideas. To be able to start from a seed of an idea, a sketch, and develop it into something real. I'm driven by the idea to create something which adds to a space, brings people joy, has functionality, beauty, and hopefully a bit of wonder.